Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darlings. Okay, I'm so excited for this episode, and this is like totally off the cuff. I haven't really planned it at all because I, in all honesty, had planned a total different episode, and then I was like, I actually don't want to record that. I just don't feel connected to it right now. So here I am, off the cuff, and I'm just going to talk. And I'm really excited to share about this because I think it's really important. And by the time this comes out, a few weeks ago, which is actually today, but it will be in a few weeks ago when this comes out, if that makes sense, I shared something quite vulnerable online and got aggressively trolled for it, as was kind of expected. And also got like a huge amount of outpouring from various people that had been in a similar situation and were really struggling with shame and like a belief that they were bad or like that they were wrong and like what to do and how to get over it and da, da, da. And also in part linked to some of the trolley comments that I got about being some words I'm not even going to say on here, but like some pretty aggressive trolling comments. I wanted to talk about the grit that we sometimes find ourselves in, and the things that we sometimes do that are not in line with who we see ourselves to be, and how we can come to a place of compassion, self-forgiveness, acceptance around some of those things. Because a lot of people have said to me, like, since I posted that thing, how did you have the courage to do that? Like, how were you so brave? Blah, blah, blah. Like, how did you get over it? And all honesty, like, if I had thought about sharing this when it happened, which was honestly about 10 years ago now, I never in a million years could have done it. But thanks to the work that I now do, I have, and really in part, like deeply, deeply informed by having studied with Gabor Maté, I have connected in myself to like this wellspring of compassion for human behavior. And I really, really deeply believe that we are all inherently flawed and all inherently a little bit messy, and all inherently beautiful and magical and wonderful. And sometimes when we have behaved in a way that we don't feel is in line with who we think we are, or isn't in line with our values or our integrity or whatever, we can kind of go into this spiral of like, who even am I? Like, how did I allow myself to do this? Like, is this actually who I am? Like, am I a bad person for having done this thing? What does this mean for my life? Like, what does this mean for my relationships? Like, we can really go into these spirals of like identity crisis stuff. Like, when we have done something that is not in line with who we believe ourselves to be. And oftentimes we believe ourselves to be like the version of us that we show to the world, which generally speaking is quite shiny. But simultaneously, we all hold darkness inside of us. We all hold pain inside of us. We all hold grief, shame, anger, fear, loneliness, unworthiness. And all of that is generally hidden deep, 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 deep down. Depending on how much work you've done, it'll either be deep in your shadow. And what I mean by the shadow is a part of the unconscious that you haven't yet met. And the shadow is often directing our behavior, if we're aware of it or not. Or it will be in your like conscious awareness, but you still hold that pain, you know. But we hold ourselves to the form of identity that we show the world. So we like to think of ourselves as like kind, compassionate, good people, which we are for the most part. But we also hold the potential for doing harm to others. And I think in truth, there can be a huge amount of liberation that can come with acknowledging that we all hold these parts of us inside of ourselves that could potentially do harm. And from here, I want to talk a little bit about like why in my frame of reference and in having done the studies that I've done and like my life experience, why people do harm, like why people cause pain to each other, why they hurt each other, why they do things that are not in line with what they think of themselves to be or the identity they think of themselves to be. And in order to talk about that, I think it's helpful to talk a little bit about the idea of like parts of the psyche. So Richard Schwartz talks a lot about this idea that like we are a sum of multiple different parts of selves. So we are not just one identity. And I think that this can be a really liberating piece because we like to think of ourselves as like, I am just one thing. I'm good or bad. I'm right or wrong. Like we're very, very fixated on either or. And this is completely mirrored in the trolling. Like it's very either or. It's like you're bad, you're wrong, you're this, you're that. There's very little space for nuance or duality or complexity. But in truth, as a human, we have multiple different parts of us. So we have a part of us that is like deeply compassionate, deeply loving. We have a part of us that's playful. We have a part of us that's adventurous, part of us that's independent, part of us that really wants to be held, us that's lonely, part of us that feels unworthy, part of us that's scared, part of us that's angry. Like it could go on for a very long time labeling all the parts. And all of those different parts of our psyches kind of desire different things. And oftentimes those parts have been created through our life experience. Some of them can be innate and aspects of the capital S self. Some of them can be just innate qualities that we've inherited. Some of them can be parts that are frozen in time. So parts that were kind of frozen through an experience that we had when we were younger that wasn't fully processed, and that parts that exist within us. So often if we've experienced trauma or, I mean, capital T trauma, I don't generally work with, but if you have experienced capital T trauma, there would definitely be frozen parts. But also with little T trauma, there will often be frozen parts. So a lot of us hold frozen parts from our childhood that are still kind of frozen in the experience that they were in then. And what do we do with these parts of us that feel all these painful things, like the parts of us that feels unworthy or unchosen or unspecial or not special, or part of us that's angry or the part of us that's scared? Like what do we do with them? In a world where there's very little space for darkness, there's very little space for pain, really, very little holding of the complexity of being a human, especially as a woman, like coming out and being like, I'm really angry, is not the easiest to do. So what do we do with these parts of us that are feeling all of this stuff? We squish them down and pretend they don't exist. And in squishing them down and pretending they don't exist, we're actually kind of splitting ourselves. So we're living from the conscious mind and the identity that we believe ourselves to be, but there are these parts inside of us that are still there, even if we're ignoring them. They're in a lot of pain. And if you imagine, I often use the analogy of like, imagine like a little kid that was in a lot of pain and you were ignoring them. Like, what would they do? Like, usually they start screaming louder, you know, they'll just get like more and more vocal until eventually they totally dissociate, but like they will make noise. They'll want their need to be met. Imagine a baby that's hungry. Like they'd cry and cry and cry and cry and cry until their need is met. So if you have a part of you inside that is deeply, deeply hurt by something and it's screaming inside of you and you're not listening and you're there just being like, nah, push you down, you don't exist, I don't want you to be there, I'm going to ignore you, it will scream until it decides, okay, I'm not getting my needs met by you. You are not meeting my needs. So that part of you will start to try and get its needs met by things outside of you. It will start to think, okay, I desperately need love, for example. I desperately need to feel chosen. I desperately need to feel seen. I desperately need to feel special. Where can I get this from? Like the desperation to get this need met can be so strong. And if we're not meeting that need in ourselves and managing those parts in ourselves, it will go out into the world and try and find them elsewhere. So people do things that are outside of the line of their usual, like, in integrity, wonderful self, because they have a part of them that's really, really in pain and hasn't been met and is therefore trying to get its need met outside of itself. So that's where often cheating comes from. Cheating, affairs, like really hurting someone that you really care about randomly. Like, I have had experiences of being betrayed by friends where this was playing out for them, that they had this part of them that felt so unworthy, and like the love of our friendship was actually so triggering for the part of them that felt really unworthy that they had to go and sabotage it. Like, we do wild things from our shadows. We do wild things from these unmet parts of us that are desperate to get their needs met. So what I often say to people when they're in the space of like self-loathing and judging themselves and like, why did I do this? I'm bad, I'm wrong, blah, blah, blah. It's like, in some way, in some convoluted way that might not make any sense to your conscious mind right now, this served you. All behaviors serve us in some way, some part of us. It might not serve our greater life. Like, it might be detrimental to our life. It might be detrimental to our relationships. It might like implode stuff, but there is a part of us that thinks that this behavior is going to help somehow. It's going to get a need met. And that's why we do it. So from that place of recognizing that we all hold these parts of us, you know, like you see in politics all the time, like crazy leaders that do wild things. It's like they have a part of them that's like really wants to feel powerful. So they go and do wild shit, you know. And there can come this like big exhale of compassion for ourselves when we realize this. It doesn't mean that you're bad. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. Like, can we expand our identities beyond like good, bad, right, wrong, and realize that we are everything? Like, we have beautiful light magic inside of us, and we also have darkness. And the more that we can learn to accept our darkness, the more we can learn to play with our darkness and to dance with our darkness and to recognize that it's there rather than push it down and pretend it doesn't exist, the less likely it is that our darkness is going to play out and sabotage and hurt people. Which is why it's so important to do this work. And it's also why you're not bad. So I'm going to leave it there. That is my riff for now, just as a little quick spiel. But I hope this was supportive. And if I can support in any way further, I have one-on-one space at the moment that is open. I have a couple of really amazing freebies coming up. There's also a breathwork journey coming up. So just give me a shout if I can support. I would love to chat to you, and just sending you so much love.